The New Testament reading this week is out of Luke's Gospel, chapter 4, verses 1 through 13. And the subtitle is The Temptation of Jesus. Hear God's Word, New Living Translation. Then Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, left the Jordan River. He was led by the Spirit to go out into the wilderness, where the devil tempted him for 40 days. He ate nothing at all at that time, and was very hungry. Then the devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, change this stone into a loaf of bread." But Jesus told him, "No, the scriptures say people need more than bread for their life." Then the devil took him up and revealed to him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. The devil told him, "I will give you the glory of these kingdoms and authority over them, because they are mine to give to anyone I please. I will give it all to you if you will bow down and worship me." Jesus replied, red letter edition, "The scripture says, you must worship the Lord your God, serve him only." Then the devil took him to Jerusalem, to the highest point of the temple, and said, "If you are the Son of God, jump off, for the scripture says, he orders his angels to protect and guard you, and they will hold you with their hands to keep you from striking your foot on a stone." Jesus responded, red letter edition, "The scriptures also say, do not test the Lord your God." My favorite verse, verse 14, "When the devil had finished tempting Jesus, he left until the next opportunity." Wow. Now, that just tells you all the things that we deal with yet in our day and time. Many years later, the devil is still in the world, and he is tempting all of us, and he'll continue to tempt us if we give in. But we know the answer to that, as Jesus responded, "The scriptures also say, do not test the Lord your God's people. And get thee behind me, Satan." Little Ralphie added, God loves you. Have a good day.